The great Jimmy D. Rogers, a Dayton blues man for many, many years, which brings us back into the studio with a Yellow Springs blues man for many, many years on a Miami Valley Monday. It is my pleasure to welcome to Excursions for the first time anyway, although I don't doubt for a second that you're not your first time on Why So, George Beery. Hello, George.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
Thank you for coming by. I want to say that I have admired you from afar for a great many years.
Thank you. You do have some of my CDs somewhere in the archives.
I do.
Should have brought you maybe.
Yeah, well.
Fresh copies, but that shows you I don't.
Yeah, you got to freshen them up every so often.
I don't do the streaming, all that.
Right. But you came in. It's George Beery and Friends. Would you please introduce to me your kind, lovely, you're a trio today.
That's right. This is a trio configuration, and I'm pleased to have my good friend Carl Schumacher on bass.
Carl.
Yeah, Carl's gone to some lengths to get. He's enjoying himself. We got him here.
And then
we got Ryan Stinson, who's actually my neighbor, on percussion. He's going to be playing djembe.
Wonderful.
On this particular whatever we're going to be doing here.
And that gorgeous, bright, shiny instrument that you're holding.
This is my 72 one owner dobro.
That you are the one owner.
I'm the one owner, my
dear.
It's
beautiful.
72. So, yeah, so I'm going to do this. Play this baby acoustically or the first cut, then we'll go
electric.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Well, if you would, go right ahead. It's okay. George Beery and Friends live on Excursions.
Thank you.
George Beery and friends.
Warming up.
Warming up on Excursions. Carl Schumacher and Ryan Stinson along with George today. And I think the first person I ever heard say your name was our beloved Shake and Dave Hussong. He told me about you years ago.
Me?
You. And you, Carl.
Well,
now, Ryan, good. you're well. You're younger. You're a younger man. But
working
your way up.
He's the younger generation. Very important. Ryan plays in another band called the Gin-Soaked Angels.
Yes, indeed.
Friends of the show. He's basically a multi-instrumentalist. He and I have done some really interesting acoustic gigs with just ourselves.
Yeah, you know, I think about Yellow Springs, and it's just shy of 4,000 people, right? There's a pretty high percentage of musicians and artists here. What is that? What is that about? Is it the Yellow Springs, do you think?
Yeah, it's the energy generated by the Yellow Spring. It's a mineral springs, iron. And iron is what's at the core of the earth. That's what gives us our magnetic field, north and south. So the Yellow Spring is just like a miniature generating energy force.
Yeah. A little fount of the essence
of
the earth.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can tell as you head towards Springfield when you leave the field.
That's funny. So do you think it is that the Yellow Springs and that that resonance, whatever it is, generates artists, or artists are drawn to it?
It's that artists are drawn to it. Yeah. Unfortunately, tourists are drawn to it. Everybody knows they feel good. Now, you know, I'm a longtime resident.
Yeah.
And this is my theory now. It's not the town, the shops. It's the Yellow Spring. And that energy drew the first guy. What was his name? Davis.
Way back.
Yeah, he made a little hut, and next thing you know, somebody was knocking on his door, got a place to stay, got a drink, you know, and then things just kind of snowballed.
There was actually a resort, a sort of spa in Glen Helen at one point, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, and they had some people called the, they were crazed. They were actually a cult.
Really?
And people in the town ran, the Owenites.
Oh, nice.
This is in the 1840s and something like that. And Scott Sanders would correct me. But anyway, they were run out of town because they were too radical.
Oh, well.
For the local folks who were church-going.
I see. You know a lot of these things. I always appreciate that about you. You've done a lot of work in the Glen, and good on you for that.
Yeah.
We're in the studio with George Beery and friends. His friends are Carl Schumacher on bass and Ryan Stinson on the djembe. George is getting up there. He's got not one, but two guitars in hand today, whereas the other one could reflect. You might be able to check your makeup in the back of that shiny one. This is a gorgeous, what is that? Is that not a Gibson?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a Gibson.
Yeah.
So 48 ES-125.
Get right up to that microphone and say that again.
Well, I'm not going to sing.
Oh, okay.
This is a 48 Gibson ES-125.
It's beautiful.
It's old because it doesn't have the numbers on the knobs. It's pre-numbers.
Wow.
But
say pre-CBS, this is pre-numbered. Right on.
I made a few modifications to it when I was young, so that ruined the historic, what do you call it, the collector's value.
Collectability.
But it's all about tone, right?
Yeah, it's all about tone, and it makes it yours. Oh, listen to that.
Whoops, no. Thank you.
Yeah. George Beery and Friends.
That's actually an original tune, if you want to.
It's nice. My daughter happened to be in here. She goes, it reminds me of SpongeBob.
<What?
laughs> Right.
Say
on.
What?
Say what?
That
was right on. We're in studio with George Beery and Friends. That's Carl Schumacher on bass, Ryan Stinson on the djembe there. But this isn't your necessarily your absolute gathering, your ensemble. You come together in larger, you sometimes more members.
Sorry. Yeah,
right.
That's true. The root, what we call the Root Cellar Blues Band is, well, Carl's been involved with that for many years, but right now it looks like it's myself on slide guitar and Ryan on percussion, djembe. And then bass players, we word around. My favorite is, of course, Ben Cooper.
But oh.
He's not always available.
Yeah.
And then my other guitar player, who's very special, his name is Boots Vaughn. And he is the real deal. He plays upside down. I mean,
upside down and backwards.
Yeah, yeah, huh? You know what I'm saying? And
like he's Hendrix.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or Albert King.
Right on.
So Boots is from Dayton, and he rounds out our band. And
the Root Cellar Blues Band. Now, it had to be that the original practice spot was in the Root Cellar.
No.
No?
We leave that for the potatoes and the snakes. It's a working Root Cellar. We got snakes. Some of our neighbors don't like to go in there anymore, man. But
well, it protects the produce over
exactly,
the long winter.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
You got a built-in rodent control. Don't complain, right?
Don't complain. George Beery and Friends live in studio today. And I just have to say, you guys are kind of a cool slice of a long musical tradition in Yellow Springs. And if someone was just had a hankering to go out and see you play live, where would they keep their eyes?
Well, they would keep their eyes on the schedule at the Emporium.
All right.
We're there pretty much once in the fall and once in the spring.
All right. So we have one maybe coming up?
Yeah, it'll be coming up probably in April.
Okay.
Nothing definitive yet, but...
George, were you born and raised here?
I moved here when I was five in 1957.
Oh, for
so that means
sakes.
I've been here for 60 years.
Wow.
Yes, my dear. And I did some traveling, but this is home.
Yeah.
And I live outside of Yellow Springs now, ensconced in the woods, and it's pretty hard to beat.
I bet. So, and you have worked in the Glen for a long, long time.
Right. I was the land manager there for 15 years.
Yeah.
I actually went to Antioch. I used to tell people, I dropped to Antioch twice. And I did get out of the draft. That was one of the goals. But Antioch, we've done a lot of other things.
Sure.
So, yeah. But, I'm not the rambling kind at this point in time.
You settled down here.
Pretty rooted.
That's in the village, rooted in the village, hence the Root Cellar Blues Band. It's George Beery and Friends today live on Excursions. You guys were doing an Elmore James tune in soundcheck there, weren't you?
Yeah, we're going to do that now.
All right, on.
And that's probably going to be it, right? One more.
Well, maybe, unless I get beggy.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
George
so
Beery
this
and
is,
Friends.
Yeah.
Right on. George Beery and Friends on Excursions. Another woman.
Yes, I love you, but you love him. Stick to him like glue. When things go wrong with you, it hurts me too.
James would be proud. And I'm digging the djembe in there. It's not the normal, percussion.
Yeah, right. Well, I tell you, it's very portable.
Yeah.
It's very real. I mean, I've been stood up by a lot of drummers. Ryan is my man.
That's got to be an album title.
Plus, I can see his car in my driveway.
You know where he is. Yeah, Ryan walked in here. He's actually rigged it. You talk about portable. You made your own. Lean down into that mic and describe what you made it portable.
I made my djembe portable. I carry it around a lot, and it kind of goes everywhere with me. And so I put a guitar strap on it with a bunch of shoestrings, but it works great.
It looks nice, too.
I love it.
We're in studio with George Beery and friends. That's Carl Schumacher and Ryan Stinson. Watch the watch the bulletin board, watch the info at the Emporium. They'll be having a show coming up as the Root Cellar Blues Band there in the spring. And I think I'm going to get just a little beggy. Would you guys,
would you do one?
I know I said three, and then...
One. This one is a little...
And it seems so... Carl's going, no. Yes, yes. Go, Carl. Plus, we haven't even talked about... Carl's not even near a mic. He's got a five-string bass there. Beautiful. That's a Fender, yeah. Look at it. George Beery and Friends on WISO.
That woman that I once have had, I got to move. Got to move to Kansas City. Got to move to Kansas City. Maybe find someone. Mississippi River, deep and wide. Can't see my baby on the other side. Got to move. Call Lucille, you got to move. Got to move to Kansas City. Move to Kansas City. Thank you. once have had. Got to move. Got to move to Kansas City. Got to move to Kansas City. Baby, wanna find someone.
Sustain. What a delight. George Beery, Carl Schumacher on bass, Ryan Stinson on the fine, fine djembe, and some fine, fine slide playing there from George Beery. We'll keep our eyes open for the next little thing. Yeah. That was all right. I'm glad I ran into you on the street.
Yeah, but these headphones are weird. I feel like I got a head cold.
Yeah, I know. Plus, it makes your hair look so good.
But thanks for inviting me. That was nice.
That was very nice. And we'll have to do it up again in not too much more time. Carl Schumacher, thank you so much. Ryan Stinson, thanks. And George, what a delight. This is Miami Valley Monday, featuring just little slices of what's great about this place where we live, the artists and musicians that make their work and their homes here. There's more where that came from on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you for listening today.